The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
What your dreams say about your health. We are with dream expert Lori Quinn Loewenberg. She is an author. Her website to get her book, which is wonderful. My friend Dr. Holly Lucille has read it and told me it is at the top of my list. Her book is called Dream On It, Unlock Your Dreams, Change Your Life. www.LoriLoewenberg, LoeWenberg. Hopefully I didn't mess it up. .com. Dream expert Lori Loewenberg, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very pleased to be here.
Dreams are important, right? I know that's silly, but I just like to start the basics because I try and tell my patients dreams are important, but you're the expert. They are important, right?
They're very important. They're far more important than most people give them credit for. It's the other side of your mind at work. It's that deeper, more intuitive part of your thinking process at work while you're dreaming. So basically, when you're dreaming, you are thinking. It is a continuation of your thoughts from the day. It's just that these thoughts have changed language because your brain is working differently in the dream state. So you're thinking about your day. You're thinking about your issues, your struggles, your goals, and you're pretty much figuring it out. You're coming up with ideas and solutions that you need for your life right now. This is why when, you know, we're faced with a dilemma in real life, we say, oh, well, you know, I need to sleep on this. What we're really doing is dreaming on it.
Oh, important. Is it important? I have patients that also will worry that they don't remember their dreams. Is that a bad thing?
It's very, very, very normal to not remember your dreams, unfortunately, and it drives me crazy because something so powerful and helpful to us is so slippery. So it's normal not to remember your dreams, and a lot of people think, well, I can't remember the last time I dreamt. You are dreaming every single night. In fact, every 90 minutes throughout the night, you enter the dream state. It's just that you haven't remembered them in so long. And there's a really easy trick, and it's really the easiest thing in the world, to start remembering your dreams. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it. And if you don't mind, I'll blog on this because a lot of people are concerned about this and a lot of people really would like this. So please, what is the trick for remembering your dreams?
Okay. All you have to do whenever you wake up, whether it's in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or you're waking up for good in the morning, stay put. Stay in the exact same position you woke up in because that's the position your body was in when you were dreaming. If you move your body, you disconnect yourself. You kind of unplug yourself from that dream you were just in. We tend to naturally wake up after each stage of REM. So don't move. Give yourself 2 to 3 minutes of being quiet and still, and you will be surprised how much you're going to start remembering your dreams. The easiest thing in the world because all you do is lay there. That's all it takes.
I'm good at that. I can stick with that. Stick to my strengths. Dream expert Lori Loewenberg, are there specific symbols that we should look for in our dreams that stand out as being important or guideposts that we should follow from our dreams?
There are a lot of symbols that are common to all of us. We call these archetypes. You know, everyone has their own personal life experiences. Therefore, many symbols in their dreams are going to be personal only to them. But then there are very, very common symbols that will mean the same for all of us. And the ones you want to look out for, in particular, if you're concerned about your health. In my research, I found there's three big, big symbols that will be commenting on your health. The most common one is the snake. And
that's
so
me.
The reason why...
I am such a snake. I dream about it. I'm a snake in Chinese medicine in the calendar. And there's a lot of people that says that's what I have. So please tell me I'm not a really dark, evil person.
It kind of makes sense that you being a physician would dream of snakes a lot because, you know, we see the snake in the symbol for physicians.
And what does it mean?
The snake, you know, wrapped around the staff. We see it on the side of ambulances. We see it in the hospital.
Yeah, I have friendly snakes. I'm not in a pit with them crawling over me. I'm just hanging out with them. Like, so what does a snake mean if somebody has that in their dream?
Okay, the snake a lot of times can represent someone in your life with low-down poisonous behavior, but it can also represent your health situation. So since you deal with health, it makes sense that the snakes in your dream are friendly.
Oh, I can live with that. Okay, what are the other two symbols you'd met? You said there was three.
Yes.
What are the other two?
The other one is the house, whether it's your house or just some dream house. The house can often represent the body because it's what houses you, your personality, your soul. So if your house or the house in your dream is kind of breaking down or is in need of repair or, you know, covered in mold and cobwebs, take a good look at your body and your health. Does it kind of seem like that house in your dream? Are you feeling worn down? Do you need to refurbish your, you know, your body, your the
your
way
space,
you treat yourself
your
health-wise?
Environment, sure. Okay, and the third?
Okay, the third one I found in my research is the horse.
Really?
Now, the reason why is we tend to use the horse when referring to health. Oh, he's as healthy as a horse.
Oh, yeah.
So if the horse in your dream is sick or dying or there's something wrong with it, it's stuck, you know, look at your health issues and compare it to the state of the horse in the dream, and you'll probably find, oh, this really makes sense. This describes my health perfectly.
We are with dream expert Lori Loewenberg. That is LoriLoewenberg.com, author, wonderful book that is out there that you really need to consider, Dream On It, Unlock Your Dreams, Change Your Life. Lori, my 23-year-old, when she was younger, would have these dreams of being chased all the time. And your book addresses that. Can you give us some insight as to why people have recurring dreams or these ones of being chased all the time and maybe help to stop that, to stop that waking up scared all the time feeling for them?
Yes, absolutely. And you made the connection that the being chased dream is actually the most common recurring dream that we get.
Oh, okay. Lucky, pure luck.
No kidding. The being chased dream, if you're being chased in a dream, then that means that there's something going on in your waking life you're avoiding. Okay, it's all about avoidance. So you're running from an issue rather than facing it and dealing with it. So it could be anything from a confrontation you know you need to have, or it could be an obligation you're wanting to get out of. Maybe it's even something from the past you don't want to deal with, so you run from it rather than, you know, processing it and dealing with it.
Can I get one more free insight from you, dream expert?
Absolutely.
Because I feel like I should be paying for a medical consult. I did have the dream of showing up naked at school. I did. I get off the bus and I did. I mean, I had it every year. I had it in college and in university. And I was just at Oxford doing a whole kind of a conflict resolution thing. And sure enough, I had the dream of showing up in this old university just in my birthday suit. Please help me.
Okay.
Am I psychotic? Am I crazy?
I'm going to make you feel better first by letting you know you're not alone. I think everyone has had the naked in public dream.
Okay.
So I hope that makes you feel better. We've all been naked in public at some point while we're sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why you get it is because it's typically connected to a waking life situation that you're stressing out about where all eyes are going to be on you.
But why naked, though?
Well, think about it. Remember, figuring out your dreams is really all about connecting the dots and asking yourself, what is this like? So if being naked in public is the ultimate exposure, and everybody can, they're not just seeing you, they're seeing your body, your flaws, the things you typically hide. So if you're getting that dream, what in real life feels the same way?
And as I get older, I'm like, I also need to work on my abs. We're unfortunately out of time. Can you come back and work with us again? Because I would
love to know more about your book.
We are with Lori Quinn Loewenberg. She is dream expert, Lori Loewenberg. Her book, Dream On It, Unlock Your Dreams, Change Your Life, www.LoriLoewenberg, LoeWenberg, LoeWenberg, LoriLoewenberg.com. Dream On It, Unlock Your Dreams, Change Your Life. Lori, thank you for helping us do that.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We look forward to having you on at Radio MD.